Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Put a crown on your head. He's delegated earthly authority to us, the covenant people. All right, let's dig a little deeper. Adam was given original government rule, right? He was a priest. He represented creation before God. He was a king. He exercised dominion in the earth. He was a prophet. He walked in direct revelation with God. He named all the animals. Naming all the animals in that in scripture meant governmental authority. Authority originates with God. Authority is delegated. And dominion is relational. There's God, humanity, and creation. Okay? This is why Jesus said the whole world lies in darkness, ignorance of this order. Now, what happened, we all understand. Adam was given original government role, but he failed. Is that right? He fell from that. He abdicated his throne. Authority. Listen to me closely. I want you to follow closely so you get you follow this and you can lay this foundation. The fall, what happened, authority at the fall became distorted. I mean, the world is full of distorted authority. Authority became corrupted. What happened? Listen, this is what people miss it. Dominion now took on domination. Amen. See, it's one thing for folk to have dominion. It's another thing for folk to be trying to dominate you. That's what governments do. That's what people do in high places. They dominate. They redline. Gentrification. They draw up these laws and stuff to dominate, to suppress, oppress a people, a nation. Dominion became domination because authority was corrupted. This is what we see in the world today. Any democracy, republic, is corrupt. I don't care how you slice it. You might have good people in places, but the system is broke. Power, when dominion became domination, power separated from covenant. So in the earth, what we're seeing is power that's prevailing in the earth, but it's not covenant power. It's another power, the prince of the power of the air. It's not the covenant power. Now, if we move on in Genesis chapter 10, we see the birth of empire. The birth of empire or government empire. Genesis 10, verse 8 through 10. Get that up for me. And Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore, it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Akkad, and Calneh in the land of Shinar. The beginning of his kingdom was Babel. Listen to me now. Now, God gave man dominion. But because he failed and it was corrupted, now what we're seeing is centralized power. It's not all mankind. Man dropped the ball. It became corrupted. Now you see Babel, Nimrod, became a mighty man without God, without covenant, began to build an empire government. See, this is what governments are. If you understand what the word government means, it means to government, it means to govern your mind. That's what the government does, govern your mind. That's what governments, that's what the word means, government, govern your mind, your thinking, control your thinking, government control. That's what it actually means. So Nimrod was the establisher of the first empire government, centralized power, empire building, listen to me, government without covenant. The world is full of it today. That's why the church seems lost and insignificant. Because there's a very few, there's a remnant in relation to the number of people in the world that actually have covenant. But tell me something, God only needs a remnant. God don't need a whole lot. As a matter of fact, in the city, if God has one that will stand in the gap and not bow the knee to Baal, God will take a city. God will take a nation. He said he'll rebuke a nation for one. This is what we must understand. So government without covenant. Let me give you a few examples real quick. Number one was Babylon. Babylon represents human pride. Then you had Egypt. These are all empires without covenant. Egypt was oppression. And then you had Rome. Rome was domination. Not dominion, domination. They had the most heinous death ever recorded, the cross, crucifixion. Now, Babel, what Nimrod established in the birthing of an empire, Babel was humanity's attempt to self-govern. Are y'all still with me? Babel was humankind's attempt to self-govern without God. This is sometimes, if we can bring it into 2026, this is sometimes the pitfall of some of the saints.
Yes, yes.
They try to do everything without God and still be saved. What can I do and still be saved? What can I get away with and still be saved? What can I do that too? And instead of aligning themselves, the true freedom is in you dying to yourself first. Then you get free. But people want to come and do their thing with God and have a little bit of God and a little bit of, and this is what messes all everything up. Human government. Not Yahweh's, your ways. That's Babel. Genesis 11:4. Get that up for me quickly. Babel, the Tower of Babel. Humanity's attempt at self-government. Genesis 11:4. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name. 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 Lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. God's God's will was for them to be scattered throughout the earth. But they chose to gather in Shinar. You need to read, if you don't have the book of Jasher, I encourage you to get it. And read from page 19, I believe it is, to about 25. It tells you about Nimrod and the Tower of Babel. See, the Tower of Babel wasn't just no little, you know, little towers they have down in tradition when you're going down 95 and they light up at night. It took 3 days to walk around the city of Shinar. And the tower was the whole city. It would take, they built it so high, or they built for 10 years. They got it so high that it took a full day to bring supplies from the base of it to the top of it. A full day. A whole day. So we're not talking about some little piddly. We're talking about some massive stuff. And understand, these people lived for hundreds of years. And they weren't no dummies. They walked a whole lot closer to the spirit realm than we do. And they knew things. There's engineering and things from that day that people have still not figured out how they did it. With all the technology we have today. So I just want to throw that in, because Babel and the Tower of Babel, what God did, God destroyed it. Because they were making a name for themselves against God. Okay, it was against God. When they got to the top, there were three different troops or different types of people. One said, we're gonna shoot our arrows up into heaven and we're gonna kill everybody up in heaven. Bunch of dummies, huh? And there was two others that had plans. Listen, they got so high when they shot their arrows up, God deceived them. When their arrows came back down, they were full of blood. And so they thought they had killed everybody up, you know, like they was making war with God. No, seriously. See, this is what human government will do.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.